Today we are visiting with some of the top students in the class of 2018 at Exira EHK High School. We're going to start with
Jolene Jensen.
Hey, Jolene, introduce us to your family.
My parents are Dustin and Cindy Jensen. We live north of Walnut, and my sister and brother-in-law live in Kansas.
All right, very good. Let's talk a little bit about schoolwork. What classes did you enjoy?
Art is my favorite. Also, I like science and shop and PE.
Okay, very good. That's a wide range of things. Talk about teachers. Any teachers that you're going to remember from your time here?
Shout out to Miss T. And Miss Dixon is awesome, and Miss Whaler is awesome, and Miss Johnston is awesome, and all of the other teachers are also awesome.
Okay, so we pretty much covered it. Boy, you really are covering your bases. You sure you're not going into politics?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay. Talk about extracurricular activities. What else have you done?
Well, I did softball way back in the day, and I did track that one year. That was not fun. And I did cross country and volleyball.
Okay. Do you have a favorite?
Cross country and volleyball.
Not track?
No.
Okay, I kind of got that already. Anything that you're going to look back upon here at the during your time at in high school that you're going to be really proud of? Any accomplishments you're going to be most proud of?
Yeah. When I started as a freshman, I was like a few classes ahead of my peers, and then the nice part was I got to take it kind of easy the rest of the year, so that was fun.
Okay, revved it up early. What's the future hold for you? Where will you be this fall?
Friends University, which is in Wichita.
Okay. How'd you find that?
Well, my brother-in-law and sister live in Kansas, and they like want me to come live with them, and they were like showing me this college, and I actually liked it a lot.
Okay, because I don't think I've heard of that one before. What do they specialize in?
I don't know. They're a small Christian college. They have a really awesome zoo science program, and that's what I'm doing.
Oh, okay, very good. What do you want to do with that, then?
I don't know. Maybe work in a zoo or in a, like a national park or something.
Okay. So you like to be outdoors, kind of work with things that don't talk back.
Right.
Exactly. All right. Give some advice to those eighth graders. What should they know before they start high school?
Take art. That's about it. If you take art, the rest will be fine.
Okay, very good. Well, Jolene, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for your time. And next we have
Grace Grieving.
Okay. Grace, tell us about your family.
My mom and dad's name is Jane and Pat Grieving, and I have a sister at Iowa State whose name is Emily.
Okay. Gives you a lot of great advice, right?
Oh, yeah.
That didn't sound very convincing. Hey, talk about classwork. What did you enjoy?
I really, really enjoyed art. I took it all 4 years, and it was just amazing. I really liked it. I took some college classes, and I really loved those, and I like math a lot.
Okay, that's a wide range of things, too. What about teachers? Who are you going to be talking about years from now at a class reunion?
Oh, you know, I love Mrs. T. She's the art teacher. She's just awesome. Miss Jessen, of course. Miss Whalert. It's really everybody. They're all awesome, especially Miss Johnston. She's the English teacher.
Okay. You guys keep saying Mrs. T, but what's her name so everybody else knows?
Mrs. Tigerstrom.
Okay. Well, what makes them so special?
They're just awesome. They're really personable. You know, they really, truly love their students. So that's what makes them awesome.
Okay. What else has kept you busy? What have you been involved in?
Oh, geez. I do volleyball. I did basketball for 3 years. Track for, again, that 1 year. Ooh, did not go so hot. And softball all 5 years. So.
Okay. Do you have a favorite among those things?
Oh, no, I love them all equally.
Yeah, except track.
Except track.
Okay, I'm starting to get a theme here. Let's talk about your future then, too. Where will you be this fall?
I will be going to Wartburg College. I plan to major in actuary science and graphic art.
Okay, why'd you choose Wartburg?
I visited actually over 15 private and state universities in Iowa, and I visited Wartburg last, naturally. And I just liked it the best. I just thought it was really awesome, and I liked the atmosphere there, and all the people were great.
Okay. Naturally, Wartburg was last. Is that because it was alphabetical or something?
I don't know. It was the farthest away. It's just up in the northwestern part of the state, so it was last. And
Do you have any career plans? What do you see yourself doing down the road?
Oh, I don't really know what I would be doing with graphic art. I just know that I like art a lot, and I don't want to stop doing it. For actuary science, I would love to be an actuary and someday work at Principal Financial Group in Des Moines.
Okay. So you kind of do have a course charted out already. We'll see if the other folks agree with you that are going to be doing the hiring there. All right, let's give some advice to those eighth graders. What should they know before they start high school?
I would say mostly to just take some fun classes. Well, it's really important to take all your core classes, math and whatnot. It's also really super important, like Jolene said, to take art and shop. Definitely take art. It's just really, really awesome, even if you're really bad at it. Mrs. Tigerstrom is amazing at helping you, and she's really supportive. And she's all of our favorite teachers, so clearly she's doing something right.
All right. Very good. Well, thank you so much, Grace. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Okay. And next we have?
Sydney Young.
Okay. Sydney, introduce us to your family.
All right. My parents are Matt and Darcy Jorgensen and Sean Young, and I live right between Exar and Elkhorn.
So it's an easy drive for you. Hey, let's talk about classes. What'd you enjoy?
I'm going in the health field, so A&P was always super fun in Miss Wheeler's class because she's really funny and she's really personable and she makes all the hard stuff fun, so that was good. And Miss Johnson's classes, they're always fun because me and her get along and we're really close and she just is funny, so it's fun. And then this year is the first time I've taken art, and I really regret, just like they said, I didn't take it till my senior year. So it was really fun, and I love Miss T, and she made everything like super fun and easy, and yeah.
Okay, very good. Well, sounds like you've answered the next question, too, about teachers. Are those some of your favorites?
Oh, yes. Me and Miss Johnston get along really well, and Miss Ashide, too. She's the guidance counselor, and then just Miss T this year. But I got along with Miss Ashide and Miss Johnston all 4 years, and we're all really close. We all joke around with each other, and yeah.
Do you like the small school experience? You probably don't have anything to compare it with necessarily, but has this been a good experience being in a close-knit school?
Yeah, I feel like I got way more involved in a lot of things I wouldn't have the opportunity at during other places, and I'm really close with all my class and all the underclassmen and everything, so yeah.
Sure. Do you plan on trying to keep touch as best you can with some of your classmates down the road?
Oh, for sure, yeah. I really hope so. I mean, we're all super close, and there's no drama, and we're all just get along super well, so.
Good. It always helps. Talk about extracurricular activities. What else have you been involved in?
I've done basketball for 2, softball for 2, volleyball for 4, and track for 3. And then I've been a member of the Leo Leadership Club. And then I've been the president of FBLA for the past 2 years, and then president of Student Council this year. So being a part of all those is a lot of work, but I mean, it's super rewarding getting to do all this stuff and having all these positions.
Yeah, time-consuming. You got to figure out how to budget all that time. Yeah. But also, it sounds like all of these things are kind of team-oriented things. You're doing it with groups. Mm-hmm. Does that help get things accomplished when you're able to do things with other people?
Oh, for sure. I mean, all these groups, we have to work together. And, like, I mean, if just one of us, it would take so long and all this stuff. But once we work together, everything goes super smooth and we can do a lot more stuff and accomplish a lot more.
Yeah. Did you set out to be busy when you started high school? Was that a goal?
Oh, no. I mean, when I came to be a freshman, I was super shy, and I was like, these above us, I was like, oh, they're scary, so I don't want to be involved. But once I did, like, I'm super glad I did because it really made an impact on me now.
Yeah, opened up a lot of doors. Very good. Well, what's up with you this fall, then? Where will you be?
I'm going to go to Clarkson College in Omaha, and I'm going to do radiologic technology.
Is that something you've wanted to do for a long time?
No, I wanted to do physical therapy for a while, but then my uncle went there to Clarkson and did radiology, and I just liked it ever since he's talked about it. So,
okay. So do you see yourself staying around the area, perhaps, close to this location, or are you thinking you might end up somewhere else?
I probably want to go to a bigger city, but still have close-knit to home, so not super far away, but just probably a bigger experience for me there.
Sounds like you have some plans put together. Give those eighth graders some advice as they make their plans. What do they need to know?
Just get involved as much as you can. I mean, everything will give you connections, and it'll help better. And just know that time goes by so fast, so don't waste it. I mean, it's crazy how fast it goes.
Yeah, it sure does. Well, Sydney, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Okay, next we have?
Bailey Robertson.
Okay, Bailey, introduce us to your family.
My parents are Molly and Terry Robertson, and I have 2 brothers and 2 sisters.
Right, 2 brothers and 2 sisters. Wow, you guys fight for food at the table?
No. We all get along pretty well, so that's good.
All right, very good. Tell us about classes. What'd you like?
I really liked the science classes because I'm going into the medical field. And art, definitely take art. And you need to find time to take those classes like art and shop so you can get out of your normal classes and experience new things.
So art is kind of like, I won't call it recess, but it's kind of like a little bit of let the brain settle for a bit.
Yep, and Miss T is really cool. She goes with the flow. Like, if you want to make something different, she will definitely help you and do that.
Very good. What about teachers? Who will you be talking about at the 10-year reunion?
Definitely Miss T, Miss Johnston, basically all of them. Miss Dixon, she's also our softball coach, so we've gotten super close with her. Miss Ashide, just really any teachers. You can talk to them about anything, and they'll be there for you, so that's nice.
Excellent. Well, what about extracurricular activities?
I've been softball for 5 years, volleyball for 4 years, cheerleading 1 year, and then National Honor Society for 3 years, and then I've been the vice president of FBLA for 2 years, and then I've been Leo Leadership Club.
Well, you've been pretty busy, too. Do you have a favorite out of all those things?
Leo Leadership Club, we go do a lot of neat things, and we, like, go volunteer in different areas, and, like, we'll go to Audubon sometimes. Well, sometimes we'll go out to Ronald McDonald House. So we just go to do many different things, which is very cool.
Okay. Community service-oriented.
Yep.
Very good. Yep. Okay. Well, let's talk about your future then. Where will you be this fall?
I'm going to go to University of South Dakota for nursing, and it's in Vermilion. It's a super, I wouldn't say small, but small enough that it's basically like high school, so you can talk to everyone and know everyone around you.
Yeah. Those are some of the things you were looking for in a school?
Yep. I didn't want huge, where you're just going to be like a number in a classroom. I want my teachers to actually know me so I can go get help from them when I need it.
Sure. Did you always want to get into the medical field?
Yeah. My dad's a paramedic, and then my mom is a volunteer EMT. So it's kind of always been in our family, and I just like what they do.
You just hope you don't get those midnight calls all the time.
Yes.
I'm sure they get them once in a while. Yeah. Very good. Well, give those eighth graders some advice then. What do you think they need to know as they get ready to start high school in the fall?
Definitely take as many college classes as you can, because I'm going in as supposedly a freshman, but I'll be in my sophomore year classes, so I only have to go for 3 years, which is very nice, and it saves a lot of money. And definitely take those extra classes like shop, wood. Get involved in things like Leo Leadership, National Honor Society, just anything you can, because you can meet a lot more people, and then it won't be as scary as you continue through high school.
Okay, very good. Sounds like you've got some good plans there. I have one more question for you. Are there any boys in the class of 2018 at Exira EHK?
Yes, and they definitely make it noticeable. They try to be funny all the time, and most of the time it works. But we are all very super close, so it's basically like a big family, our classes, so that's nice.
Very good. Apparently the girls are all the smart ones, because I got all the girls to interview here today. Excellent. Bailey, thank you so much. Appreciate it. And thanks to the rest of the young ladies as well. That's some of the tops of the class of 2018 at Exira EHK High School.